From the newsroom at Performance Radio, this is local news on Dakota Country 1210 KOKK. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. The Huron City Commission meets tonight at the Huron Municipal Building. Commissioners will meet as the Board of Adjustments to deal with four variances. Three of those deal with fences that do not or will not meet code requirements. One is for the construction of a commercial building in an industrial zone. When the City Commission reconvenes from the Board of Adjustments, commissioners will hold second reading of an ordinance change regarding transient merchants. Commissioners will consider declaring items as surplus for an upcoming city auction. The commission will consider hiring recommendations for two part-time year-round library clerks and a volunteer firefighter. The commission will also announce changes in the solid waste schedule and other changes relating to the upcoming Labor Day holiday. The Huron City Commission will hold a work session on the 2014 city budget and hold executive sessions for negotiations and litigation. The Huron City Commission meets tonight at 5:30 p.m. The meeting is open to the public. Republicans in the South Dakota Senate will have to elect a new majority leader for the 2014 session. Current leader, Senator Russ Olson of Wentworth, is leaving the legislature due to a change in his employment. Current assistant majority leader, Senator Tim Rave of Baltic, says he wants to move up.
I am going to take a run at being majority leader in the Senate, and so if they'll have me, I'll do the job. I've been the assistant majority leader for a year now, and it was kind of a job I took, knowing that I may step in for a day or maybe even a week if he was out of town or ill. So this is a little more permanent situation, but that's part of doing the job.
Rave says Olson set a high standard as majority leader.
Russ is a great guy and was a great leader, and there'll be big shoes to fill, and it's been great learning from him as well, and so. We work with a great, great bunch of people. It's like a family, and you get pretty close to those folks. You work hard together for 2 months and try and make the best decisions for all of South Dakota that you can.
Rave says Republicans will meet in the next few weeks to organize for the 2014 session. A Canadian Pacific Railway official says the company could sell the South Dakota portion of the Dakota, Minnesota, and Eastern Railroad by the end of the year. Canadian Pacific Chief Financial Officer Brian Grasby says the company is down to four or five interested parties in the western part of the DM&E Railroad and is closing in on a deal. But unless a major railroad is the buyer, the South Dakota track could end up in the hands of a short line railroad, which would have to make a deal for access to Canadian Pacific's network. That worries many South Dakota shippers because it could lead to higher shipping rates. Canadian Pacific is looking to sell 660 miles of track in South Dakota and three surrounding states. The U.S. Sentencing Commission has voted to begin a sweeping review of federal sentences for drug dealers. It stems mostly from rapid increases of inmate numbers in federal prisons. South Dakota U.S. Attorney Brendan Johnson says they're also in a budget squeeze.
What we have to do is put more of our resources into the most serious crimes. And that's just an economic reality with the sequester. The fact of the matter is the federal prison population has grown at a rate of around 800% in the last 30 years, and the federal prisons are 40% over capacity. So economically, we really don't have a choice. We have to really prioritize the cases that we go after.
Johnson says no matter the outcome of the review, they still will pursue lawbreakers.
We're still going to be very aggressive when it comes to crime. And in fact, really, the goal of this is to help us focus our resources more on the worst offenders.
Johnson says they will still be tough on crime, but will work with offenders to help them stay out of jail.
We are going to focus on rehabilitation for nonviolent first or second time offenders. And we're going to try to get people, when they're coming out of the system, try to get them some of the help they need so they don't reoffend. And a lot of this is we have to be good stewards with the taxpayers' money. And, you know, with incarceration rates that have increased at 800%, we got to make some changes. There's just no logical dispute on that. We can't keep up with what we're doing.
The Sentencing Commission said in its report almost half of the federal prisoners are in jail on drug charges. And the South Dakota State Fair will feature a contest for recipes from before 1950. Officials say the Greater Midwest Foodways Alliance Heirloom Recipe Contest is dedicated to celebrating, exploring, and preserving unique food traditions and their cultural contexts in the Midwest. The contest will be held Sunday, September 1st, and there is no fee to participate. While pre-registration is not required, people are encouraged to register by Wednesday for preparation and coordination purposes. Feedstuffs Food Link is sponsoring cash prizes for the event. The first place winner will receive $150. Second prize is worth $100, and third place is worth $50. That is local news on Dakota Country, 1210 KOKK. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting. News from across South Dakota is coming up.
News for Huron.
The suspects, although we had photographs and surveillance video, they were not known to us. However, deputies down in Girard County and Sanborn County recognized them.
And the surrounding area.
Mr. Harris made all of those decisions. He chose to drink, he chose to drive, he chose to speed, he chose to run the stop sign.
With 15-time Eric Severine Award-winning news director, Zach Nelson, only on 1340 KIJV.
In news across South Dakota, a South Dakota legislative panel studying the state's domestic abuse laws will hold two more hearings to take public comments. A hearing is planned at the Yankton Public Library for 5:15 p.m. tonight. A final hearing will be held Tuesday at the Rapid City Public Library main branch beginning at 6 p.m. The committee asks that people discuss their experiences with domestic abuse laws. The lawmakers want the public testimony to focus on the legal definition of domestic abuse, protection orders, reporting processes, and other related issues. The committee says the study is not focusing on custody of children, causes of domestic abuse, or rehabilitation. Mitchell Christian School is considering taking advantage of a new South Dakota law that allows schools to arm teachers, other staff, or volunteers with guns to improve school security. Mitchell Christian Superintendent Joseph Fox says he and some members of the school board support the idea of having guns in school to protect students from intruders. The legislature this year passed a law allowing schools to arm teachers and volunteers. Local law enforcement officers would have to approve the school's plan, and the Sentinels would have to complete 80 hours of training in a state program. The manager of the Sioux Empire Fair says the annual fair that completed its 9-day run August 11th was a success. The books for the fair will not be balanced until the middle of September, but fair manager Scott Wick says he expects the final figures will show attendance at this year's fair in Sioux Falls exceeded last year. Attendance last year was 289,507 for the first year of a 3-year experiment with a fair that extends over 2 weekends. Last year's fair posted a profit of $951. The South Dakota Transportation Commission has approved the closing of segments of ditches near Yankton and Chancellor to off-road vehicles. Officials say off-road vehicles have damaged vegetation and caused ditch erosion in the areas. Off-limits are Highway 50 from Fairdig Avenue to Bel Air Road near Yankton, Highway 52 from Highway 153 to West City Limits Road near Yankton, and the eastbound and westbound ditches of Highway 44 from Highway 17 to 461st Avenue in Chancellor. Signs will be placed. The closures were initiated by a local request and were approved by the commission. Ditch closures do not apply to snowmobiles, off-road vehicles used in normal agricultural operations, and utility company service vehicles. And wildlife officials are considering killing off all of the fish in Lake Yankton to remove an unwanted population of undesirable fish such as carp and buffalo. Flooding 2 years ago caused Missouri River water to backfill into the lake just west of Yankton and led to an increasing number of invasive species in the lake. Officials are worried about game fish being crowded out. Officials are considering putting chemicals in the water to kill off all of the fish. Game fish eventually would be reintroduced. Public input will be sought on any decision. If officials decide on a fish kill, it wouldn't happen for a year or two. That's news from across South Dakota. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting.